coming back home and taking a look at the JSE's performance, the All Share down 1.3% today. And losses coming through across the board with the resources 10 component down 1.3%, financial 15 losing 1.2%, and the industrial 25 1.3% in the red as well. So that a broad look at the trading day that was. Joining me in studio now for further interrogation of the activity we're seeing in the equity space, Graham Frank of PSG Wealth Santon. Graham, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So I've blitzed through the kind of activity we've seen play out on the global market scene. It was a negative trend that persisted for the most part, with the global economic growth concerns weighing on investor sentiment. The US, though, starting to see somewhat of a turnaround.
Yeah, as you say, our market was down 1.3%. I see so far this year we're up 7 year to date, and pretty much the quarter's nearly over. So it hasn't been a bad quarter, but you're right, there has been a bit of more uncertainty across the pond. And as you mentioned, Brexit. I don't even think Theresa May knows what's happening in Brexit at the moment.
Absolutely. And with that lingering, that keeping investors on edge overall, amidst that picture, Naspers is coming through with a big announcement today, saying that it's planning to list, separately list its international assets in NewCo on the Amsterdam Stock Exchange. What have you made of that news, and how effectively do you see this dealing with the hefty discount to the value of its portfolio?
Yeah, I think that is exactly what they're trying to do, trying to unlock the discount that Naspers trades to Tencent. It's currently sitting at 34%. Is the value of the discount. And they've made some good strides. They've unbundled MultiChoice, as we know, and now they're looking to list separately in Amsterdam. Just anecdotally, it'll be the third largest market cap stock in Amsterdam after Royal Dutch Shell and Unilever. So it'll still be a massive, massive stock. How will it impact the JSE? Remember, most people still cap the weight of Naspers in their benchmark, so they don't use Naspers at the full 25%. Mm-hmm. Most people would be using the cap SWIX index, which caps any one share 10%. So I don't think it'll have much of an impact on the indices, certainly from the professional fund management industry.
The kind of trading volume that we see pass through the JSE, though, what kind of impact on that front?
Again, I don't think it would be too material. I mean, remember, it's going to be inward listed here, and we're still going to retain the Naspers listing. So net-net, it shouldn't be much of an impact. You might just see the shareholder register move a little bit from South African shareholders to the European shareholders.
As we've highlighted, it's a clear drive to unlock value and provide a clear route for investors into non-South African assets. Some out there have taken it a step further, saying that it's a divestment from South Africa. Is that an extrapolation too far or warranted?
Yeah, no, I would say that's a little too far. I mean, they haven't sold anything. They literally are just focusing the attention on the internet businesses and listing those in Europe. And just anecdotally, they paid us, I just looked at the numbers, they paid $36 million for their stake in Tencent. That stake is now worth 4,000 times what they paid for it. So they're obviously looking to unlock value on their internet businesses and the global businesses as opposed to the South African businesses.
Okay, so that the big bit of company news that filtered through today. Murray & Roberts making headlines of its own, making a small acquisition in America. What have you made of that move? Because it comes at a time where we've still got Aton in the background. It's extended its deadline to June for its 17 Rand offer per share. And, many questioning whether that deal is going to be followed through with.
Yeah, I mean, the share's closed today at 13 Rand 50. And as you say, the offer price is 17. Yeah. So that's a 25% discount. The market's obviously worried that it's not going to go ahead. But in a very weak market today, Marion Roberts was up 5 or 6%. So people obviously are happy that they've extended the deadline, and obviously a greater chance that they'll follow through with the deal. Regarding the acquisition in North America, it's tiny. I always get a little worried when management make these small acquisitions on the other end of the world, but they seem to have a strategic rationale for doing it.
And they say that it would further enhance its opportunities to chase business on that end of the world.
Yeah, but again, it's small. I mean, I think it's a few hundred million rand, and that doesn't get you much in dollars. I think it's $40 or $45 million what they've paid.
Okay, so gaining a little bit of business, better, I guess, than losing business. EOH, we've had Microsoft having officially pulled their license performance agreement with the company, and EOH shares taking another smack again today. We were originally expecting to see EOH's results published tomorrow. That's been delayed and pushed out to sometime in April.
3 weeks. It's been pushed out by 3 weeks, which is also not good news, because that's not a, you know, that's not a few days here or there. That's a 3 week push out.
Exactly. How closely are you monitoring EOH right now, or is that something that's completely off your radar screen?
Yeah, it's pretty much off our radar. We haven't been involved in it for a while, and the problem is you know, sentiment within the company can't be good at the moment. Even, you know, forget what other people think. The guys working inside the company, I just can't believe it's a great place to work at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, almost every day they're having to deal with some or other news article, some or other sends announcement. It's not looking too good.
Absolutely. Not looking too good for taste either for the longest while. Today we see a new person take over the helm. Does that ignite any confidence for you, or still too early days?
Yeah, not really. I think this whole fast food industry is really under pressure at the moment. We've seen Famous Brands, we've seen Grand Parade Investments, we've seen Taste Holdings. Virtually without exception, they're coming out and saying things are very, very tough. And Taste specifically, they had an emergency rights issue a month or two ago. So they continue to a revolving door of the CEO, which, again, it's just doesn't inspire confidence.
So those are some of the untouchables. So what are you picking up at the moment? What's emerging as your stock pick?
So we still like the domestic stocks, some of the industrials and the banking shares. In particular, Standard Bank has been off, is down 7% just in the last week. I think probably on the back of load shedding and worries over economic growth in South Africa. So that's trading on a PE of 9x, single-digit PE, dividend yield 5.5%. So as long as we can get through a half-decent election, some of these South African Inc. shares should do very well.
Well, let's leave it there, Graham. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much
Thank you.
Having joined us in studio this evening. That, of course, Graham Frank with PSG Wealth Sandton. What's emerging as your stock pick?
So we still like the domestic stocks, some of the industrials and the banking shares. In particular, Standard Bank has been off, is down 7% just in the last week. I think probably on the back of load shedding and worries over economic growth in South Africa. So that's trading on a PE of 9x, single-digit PE, dividend yield 5.5%. So as long as we can get through a half-decent election, some of these South African Inc. shares should do very well.
Well, let's leave it there, Graham. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much
Thank
for
you.
Having joined us in studio this evening. That, of course, Graham Frank with PSG Wealth Sandton.